With Derek Kindred done for the year, you expect Jabril to play more of that strong
safety? We're going to rotate several guys in that situation. And, again, you know, and I hope that you guys, you know, realize what a good job Derek's come and where he's come from and what he's done to lead the league in a lot of different things that a strong safety has to do. And one of the things that Derek was able to do was, and I smile because I think of him like one of my sons too. By the way, he came through the meeting today before we started the meeting with his cast on, all that kind of stuff, and went up and shook everybody's hand and patted, and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And what a great kid he is. He wishes he's sitting in that room in there, but that's just part of our business when that things happen. But him to be able to move through some of the things that we started earlier in the year to do, and me understanding a little bit about what his skill set was, and then he fit right into several things that some of the other young cats that I've had that play the box safety, and he played so well as a box safety. Now, you know, those are some things that I think Jabril can do eventually, but we've got to make sure we got somebody that can also play in the post so that, you know, Derek could do those things, because Jabril came a long way and did some very good spatial awareness type things and moved a long ways in that area. You know, he'll get some opportunity down there, but we've also got to try to rock and roll and do some things where you have to predict who has to be down there at what time in the ball game, and that's making the offense have to recognize. And we do that with Miles. We do that with Jabril. We also do it with Kirksey. We do it with Burgess. You know, we do some things where each time that they line up, they're not in the same spot.
You know, Jabril's been deep for you all season, but do you think he still feels more comfortable at the line just because of the fact?
You know, I can't say that for sure right now, but, you know, the thing about Jabril is he's just a good ball player, you know. If you ask him to play, you know, you can't do what he can do around the ball in the return game as a punt returner, kick returner. He throws like a quarterback. You know, we've tried to diminish a little bit, but even from the Wildcat stuff that we were doing early with him. But you just can't do everything with him. You'd like to be able to do that, but this isn't college football. This is not high school football where you can just go out there and do whatever you want to do but not be responsible to the other guys on the field in a trust factor. But I would hope that he will only be able to play comfortably when he knows that his back, somebody has his back in the back end the way he had other people's back in the back end. So it's going to be fun to see, but, again, I'm not really telling a scouting report because I'd like for them to figure it out during Sunday.
Hey, Greg, the very first time we talked to you, mm-hmm. you talked about see ball, get ball. Mm-hmm. So why haven't there been more takeaways?
We've had some opportunities, and that was one of the things that's probably one of the most frustrating things for us this year, and I don't say that for me, for them too, is that from hand skills to obviously just timing, you know, we've got to do a better job timing-wise. But, you know, the times that you guys are out there and you see us practice, you know, we have themed days, you know, within our themed periods within the practice periods about doing that. And some guys just have a knack better than others. You know, I've throughout the years I've been blessed to have some guys that just, you know, were always around the ball. There's a feeling about being around the ball. And there's other guys that, you know, have struggled being around the ball. This team has really worked hard at doing that, and it's something that we have to do better. We have to take the ball away better. And even the earlier times in the year when we did do that, wasn't enough, you know, because we've got to balance whatever takeaway turnover ratio is. We have to do that, and we've got to do a better job of that. We're not good enough at doing that yet.
You've got, you know, really talented guys like Danny Shelton, Miles Garrett. You know, isn't it surprising to you that they're not punching the ball out more?
You know, you can see if you slow the film down that they're attempting it, not getting it done. And then how do you be as good a tackling team as we are when, okay, you're giving up some tackling skills to tackle the ball? It's always ball first, okay, and it's find ball, see ball, get ball. And we have all those type of things where we have certain periods that are dedicated just to stripping the football and the skill set that goes with that. When you name those guys right there, you know, you could follow up with, I talk all the time about, you know, these big, strong men. Are you telling me that the running back can hold on to the ball if you forcibly snap the ball from them? What's the deal? And sometimes it's a focus deal. And they've had some things that have gone very well, and we got to do better at that. I'm not making excuses. We need to do better at that. And there, how about this? Is that can you talk about it too much? So I fight myself at times thinking about every meeting me talking about it. Not some. Every meeting I talk about it. And sometimes I think, okay, I'm paralyzing them. No, I can't think that. We have to do it. We have to take the ball away better.
Greg, Joe Schobert, getting a Pro Bowl alternate. Can you kind of tell us how he's done from your perspective, and has he met your expectations for that position?
You know, in these few short moments that you get a chance during the season to reflect, that's all done in the off season, which you have to do. You don't have time during the season to do that. We have the 24-hour rule and get on to the next game. But there is a really good feeling in my heart for him, because you guys don't see how hard he's worked behind the scenes and how far he's come. And, you know, I tease him, and I have teased him this week. On June 1, he was a third-team middle linebacker on this roster. And what he's done, and he has just scratched the surface. And what you all don't get to see is how much better he makes people around him. And it's not just – it's all middle linebackers that play in this way that – I've had a chance to help him before, but he is also in charge of not, you know, he has to play at a high level, but get everybody around him to play at a high level. I've had some pretty good guys do that, from London Fletcher to James Laurinaitis to John Vilma to, I can list 15 guys that, and they've all done that. And unless you can get the other people around you to elevate their play, you're not a true captain. You're not a true quarterback. You're not a true quarterback of the defense, you know, like the middle linebacker has to be. He's done a good job of that too. And if you were ever to have a time to sit down with him and now ask him what he knows about offense, it's not that he understands what we're doing on defense. He has to understand what the opponent's doing and listen to what the opponent's saying. You know, he becomes a sign stealer, voice stealer. He hears all those things, and he's making checks out there on the ball yard because of what they are saying on the other side of the ball. Sometimes, most of the time, it's easier when you're doing that on the road than you're doing it at home, because you can hear on the road. He's done a very good job. I'm very proud of him. And again, it's not even close to as good as how he can be as he continues to move on.
When you watch Mitchell Trubisky, what jumps out? I mean, I think this is the second rookie you faced behind Deshaun Watson. So what stands out about Mitchell?
I remember what I saw in preseason, and now I see just through game reps. That coordinator over there, Dal Loggins, and I have coached together. And Dave Ragone, that quarterback coach, and I have coached together. I think they've done a good job, you know, and of what they've done schematically and technique-wise with him. You know, the more you play, the more comfortable you're supposed to be. And he has. But, you know, it doesn't all come right now. Ask Peyton Manning and Eli and Joe Montana and all those guys that I've had a chance to, as rookies in the league, you know, it takes a lot to slow the game down. But you can see that progress he's made from when I had a chance to be on the field with him in the preseason game, and then what I see on film now, the game's starting to slow down some for him.
Jordan Howard has really good numbers for his second year in the league, second year in a row. What makes him such a force and a challenge?
I didn't hear who you said.
Jordan Howard, the running back.
I didn't hear what you said, yes. Very physical, a very powerful lower body. You know, reminds me of some of the other more powerful backs that if you think you're just going to, you know, love tap him to get him down, you're going to have swarm to get him down. He's a downhill runner. He's a good complement to the other young man they have there that runs all over the field, every different direction from returning to wide receiver to all that stuff. And but he's very physical and fits into, you know, what they're doing. You know, and their offensive line coach, too, used to hang out in my downstairs when his dad was my assistant coach back at the Titans. So he used to hang out in the downstairs with Blake. And now he's the line, offensive line coach over there, and I'm proud of him, except on game day this week.
It seems like this is a good matchup for you, Greg. The you have the best run per play defense in the league, 3.3. Mm-hmm. And they run the ball because Trubisky's a rookie. So does this – do you look at this
– We hope we can play. They're physical, and we've got to do a good job in the run game too, and I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, one of the things goal-wise for our guys in the other room is that we got a chance to make history on some things on how we play these last 2 weeks in the run defense, if you haven't checked some of that stuff. And we're going to have to do a good job with that, because I think they do a really good job on how they direct the run game. You'll see a lot of extreme outside zone, very, very hard slide action, you know, on how you got to be able to play those. And you take a look at the other teams in the league that – were pretty good going into that game, getting ready to play the Bears, but they didn't play the Bears very well in those things. So we've got to make sure we understand how they go about doing it and then play the way we're supposed to play in the run game. It'll be a good matchup. You know, I'm really looking forward to how our guys play in that aspect of it. And we've got to force them to third downs and, you know, force them to pick the ball up in those situations. You know, a little bit similar to what we forced Green Bay to completely abort it. And they were being dominant in those areas to anybody else, you know. And I get tired of all the phone calls that I've been getting since we played them on other people are getting ready to play them. What did you do? How do you do? How do you do? And I said, turn the film on and look at it. I don't need – I'm not giving you secrets out to take a look at it. But we got to do a better job once that they pick the ball up now and play what we know to do to play in the pass defense too.
Is that what stands out about the Bears when you watch them play the other AFC North teams? The fact that they were able to run as well as they did against them.
And I think, was it Baltimore? They had 50-plus run attempts? Yeah. I'm trying to think all the games come together because I've watched, you know, every one of their game in preseason and regular season numerous times this week. But, yeah, the fact that you're able to run the ball 50 times in a game and someone allows you to do that, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. And our guys know about that, and they've attacked the week very well. They attacked today's practice very well. There were some things in today's practice that it jumped out to me that, wow, okay, now they understand, and now we got to go out and play. We got to get this thing right.